After the September 11th attacks, President Bush stressed the importance of a settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. There has been little progress, but there is renewed debate about how much the Middle East conflict fuels Osama bin Laden and his terrorist network. Yesterday, writer Mickey Kouse argued that the two are interconnected, but commentator Norman Podoritz says the link is exaggerated and should not be used to pressure Israel.
Osama bin Laden's recent videotape made a great point of American support of Israel. "I swear to God," he declared, "that America will not live in peace before peace reigns in Palestine." This was surprising because Israel has never before been more than a secondary factor in bin Laden's hatred of America. His main grievance has involved the American troops based in Saudi Arabia. To him, this was and is a blasphemous aggression against Islam. But now we're told that even if this is true, it's significant that bin Laden has placed a new emphasis on Israel. Supposedly, he thinks this will broaden his appeal to the Islamic masses. Well, it might, but not because those masses will see his reference to peace as an endorsement of coexistence between Israel and a new Palestinian state. On the contrary, if bin Laden were interpreted that way, he would lose support, not gain it. Experts on Islamic opinion and the Arabic language media themselves confirm that most Muslims, including the Palestinians, want Israel wiped off the map. That's why bin Laden added, quote, "We cannot accept that Palestine will become Jewish." To the Islamic ear, this means only one thing. It means no sovereign Jewish state in the Middle East, no matter where its borders might be, and even if a Palestinian state were established alongside it. The peace bin Laden envisions is, for Israel, the peace of the grave. The reason is that to strictly devout Muslims, the Middle East is a realm entirely reserved by God to Islam. The abomination to be eliminated, therefore, is not Israel's policies, but its sheer existence. The Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat, made that clear last year to all with eyes to see. Israel offered him a state with part of Jerusalem as its capital, but he rejected this offer and unleashed a new wave of terrorism featuring suicide bombers. Trying now to resurrect what Arafat has already repudiated would be futile, but the effort would surely entail pressuring Israel to sweeten its offer even further. This in itself would be a craven act of appeasement. And it wouldn't cool down the anti-American fevers in the Muslim world. In that world, the exertion of new pressures on Israel by Washington would be taken, and rightly, as a reward for the very terrorism against which we have gone to war. As such, it would be nothing short of a political and moral disaster.
The comments of Norman Podoritz, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and editor-at-large of Commentary magazine.